Good morning, Adam. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Jack. How about you?
I am excelente today.
Good.
Another fine day in Cleveland, Ohio. Who can complain, right?
Somebody always
anybody,
can,
not anybody
us.
Can complain.
Not us. We're always looking for the positive stuff, Jack. That's how we're built.
That's right. You know, we talk about a lot of things. We got 200. Do we have over 260 now?
This is episode 264 of Dirty Secrets
Holy
of Small Business,
crap.
Jack, as a matter of fact. Yep.
It's a long time, Adam. It's a lot of wind. It's a lot of hot air.
We got a lot to say. And we could say in different ways, different times. And yeah, but over 5 years, we had a lot to say. You're right.
Any small business owner who doesn't listen to these things from time to time is, boy, really missing out big time. Big time.
Right.
So we know we got a lot of silent listeners, like the silent majority. That was Richard Nixon's claim and coined that phrase here. Same thing. All these resources available to people. It's surprising everybody doesn't use it. So anyway, what are we going to talk about today?
Or talk about how to find a company to purchase here, Jack. And we did a show, and we'll put a link to the show we did back in January, talking about how do I turn over rocks. We kind of talked about some of the things that maybe people have heard about, maybe a few things they haven't heard about in terms of how to go looking for a company. Mm-hmm. But today, I think we want to cover a little maybe off the beaten path things, Jack, because like, we got a lot of folks, especially in the last year or so, folks are thinking about what they've been doing and maybe want to do something different. And so a lot of folks are thinking about maybe starting their own thing, or if they don't have an idea to start their own thing, Jack, they're looking to maybe buy something, right? And so, we'll include a link to our January 7th, 2021 show where we talk about how do I turn over rocks, where we go through probably 8 or 10 different ways to kind of turn over those rocks, Jack. But today, I want to focus on some things that are maybe a little bit more unusual. And you've got some very good stories of things that you've done, Jack, here that I think could trigger people's ideas in terms of, hey, here's some unusual ways to maybe find some of these potential companies to purchase. And so the first one is a story that I know you've shared. I don't know if you shared on the air here or not, Jack, but it was an ad that you saw that wasn't an ad for a company for sale, though. It was an ad for what? For something else.
It was an ad for, well, first of all, you had to understand my position and mindset at the time. I was doing consulting. I was consulting with small business owners. And it just, I was able to get into this world that I would have never planned it in a million years after a almost 20-year career with the big corporations. And I left that world with being a vice president of a big company and got into the small business world. And along the way, there came the situation where I was consulting businesses, small businesses, and I started to make friends with some small business owners. And we were talking, and they were kidding me about becoming a business owner rather than just advising them. So I put together a plan by myself to pretty much go out and find a small business to buy that I could fix up and turn around. I didn't think turn around. I was looking for a small business. And part of the lessons that we try to teach our clients and the listeners is basically you have to be very aggressive in terms of time and committing to finding where small businesses and opportunities in the small business world might pop up. Because a small business owner is a totally different breed than a corporate job guy. They're two different worlds, which I never realized until I got into it. Anyway, with all that hot air blown out, basically, one of the things I did was look at the business opportunity section. That's when newspapers were a little more involved, a little more pervasive. And, you know, that's moved to online and a lot of different methods of extracting that information. But many people, especially people who are in their later senior years, might have a company that they're trying to sell. And they aren't about to do it online without a lot of cajoling and coaching and everything else. So they'll still run ads in the paper, little tiny ads, because they don't like to spend money. So I would scrutinize these things, and it's amazing, even today, the number of opportunities that pop up. And it might not be opportunities to buy a company per se, might be opportunities to partner with somebody, might be opportunities to invest in something. Just little things that you would never, ever plan on for the most part. That's part of what we call turning over rocks. And there are a couple more I'll give some examples of. But so one day I was doing my daily look through the business ops section, and it switched over to looking for employees, jobs that were, and I kind of perused those. And here's this one little ad. It had to be no more than an inch wide, a little, probably less than an inch. And it says, looking for a general manager. And it gave a one word or a one sentence description, very brief, that it basically said that, you know, an experienced general manager, please call this, blah, 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 for details. So I called it, and I called about it, and a guy answered the phone, and it was a broker who was at the location. And he said that ad should have been pulled because the company is being closed on by the IRS. And I don't want to get into the story right now, Adam, because it's a long story. But we're talking about, where do you find information on buying a company? Well, this company has it's a great story, the acquisition of it, and the whole process here was a great story. But I found that, and that turned out to be one of the bigger, by bigger dollar-wise, acquisition of a small, troubled company that I made. And I found it just by calling a little number that didn't have detail, didn't have all the comfort things that we look for. Just call it. Talk to these people. Because it's usually, if nothing else, it's interesting.
So in that case, the owner wasn't looking to sell, to your point, Jack. They thought that the answer was hiring like a general manager type person to come in and really just kind of take all the problems away and fix all the problems from and get the company running the right way. So they figured
exactly
that was GM. So here you call in, hey, like you're looking for a job, right? Like, hey, I'm calling on this ad I saw for a general manager and letting him talk. And as he's talking, you start to realize that, well, wait a minute, this isn't necessarily an opportunity for a job. This is an opportunity where I could probably buy this company.
Do something. Yeah, I can do something with this. And that's, right, again, what turning over rocks is. You want to get yourself in a position that something can happen. You have a solution. Hey, I'm a solution. Let's do it part-time. And with that, you know, a good dialogue, and it led to some very good things.
Okay. So as you're looking at those ads, not only looking for the ads in terms of, again, what's what we covered in our January show about looking at, you know, businesses that are for sale, you're saying, hey, look at the job postings. Right. And so if somebody's looking for that kind of, you know, a general manager, or maybe it's a COO controller, maybe it's one of those fancy titles, Jack, maybe that could be one of those ones today. Maybe that's an opportunity where, hey, there's a need for somebody kind of being in there at that level. And most likely, to your point, Jack, you'll get a chance to talk to the owner as part of that and kind of see what's what. So that's a good thing. So looking at ads for some of those more senior positions to maybe reply to those and place a few phone calls there.
Just spend a little time on the business opportunity. That's why it's called a business opportunity, because it is. It isn't cemented. You can't tell what it's going to be. I mean, just can't tell. So
and the opportunities truly depend on who's involved, Jack, to your point. So the opportunity that you saw, other people didn't see. So, okay.
That's right.
And you saw a little bit in the paper, but it wasn't until you kind of got in there it opened up to be able to kind of see more. So, okay. So looking at those ads for some of those key positions, that's one way.
That's one way you're going to find a business for sale or an opportunity. Just look at it that way.
Okay. I like that.
Banks, you know, banks lend a lot of money out to companies. And
when they don't need it usually, but yes, they do.
Yeah, whatever. You know, a lot of swearing goes on when we have to talk about banks, more so than happiness. And there's issues. And they lend money with lots of precautions. They don't like to take risks if they can help it. But they do. They do end up getting on the wrong side of a loan. And eventually, the person who was overseeing this loan can't resolve the issue. So it moves into the workout department. But if you were to look up the registry or a directory of a bank, you're probably not going to find a workout department listed as that workout department. They have these obscure names that basically are very difficult to find out who they are. But we all have bankers. We all have friends of bankers. if we try hard enough. And we should be contacting them to help us find the workout department and get an introduction to somebody who works in that department, the manager, obviously, or whoever heads the department. All right, and talk to them about troubled loans that come to them.
All right, so pause there for a second. So, okay, so I'm trying to picture. So to your point, Jack, this is probably somebody, come back to one of the things we talk about a lot here, which is know, like, and trust. So somebody on your know, like, and trust list who happens to be a banker, because the question you're going to ask them, Jack, will be very simple, kind of almost innocuous. So, hey, Jack, you know, I'm curious, when your bank makes some loans that maybe aren't going so well, what happens to those loans? Where do they go, right? And usually what you'll probably get is one of those kind of sly smiles, or they kind of sit back in their chair, like, what do you mean? And we've heard responses that go everywhere from, well, I've never made a bad loan before, Jack, right? We've heard that. Now, you know, when I made the loan to start, it wasn't bad, right? But eventually it became bad for some reason. But you might see what response you kind of get. But every bank has a version. They may call it the workout group, or the special asset group. Again, to your point, Jack, a lot of them have a lot of creative names for them, so people aren't really sure what it means, but they exist. And so, you know, but you have to ask somebody, because it's not going to be listed often in terms of their directories. So, okay, so you have to go find those things, those workout groups.
See, that's why if turning over rocks, if you're just surrounding yourself with the small business world, there's lots of things that need fixing, not just with the hammer and nails, but they need operational, administrative fixing. And if you have the experience, and so many people do, but they never test themselves. Take a wander through the small business world and try to understand their business problems. You'd be shocked at how well you could come up with a deal that's going to help them, and you'll help yourself in the meantime.
Oh, we have a little. So, I want to give a little homework assignment to our audience here, Jack, because you've done some deals with the workout departments, and I would encourage folks to investigate secured party sales, Jack. Secured right. Party sales, right? And to explain that simply, I think most people can relate to having a house and having a mortgage on it. And if all of a sudden you start to owe more on the mortgage than the house is worth, that the bank can come take that and seize that asset. Well, the same is true in business. So if you sign all those big loan documents that you sign and everything else, well, if things go badly, the bank can come in and take the keys from you or take those assets from you. And so that's when a secured party sale kind of comes in, where they have security over those assets. I don't want to get into the legal part, but again, the bank has the right to be able to kind of seize it and take things over. And so you've done that, where you've bought a couple of companies that way, Jack, where it's through the bank. The bank comes in and grabs stuff, and then they toss it to you. And so the opportunity word you were mentioning earlier, Jack, about the business opportunity section. Okay. So if you could frame quickly for folks, what would the opportunity be within when somebody gets into the workout group, how is that an opportunity for you as a buyer in terms of what's the banker's mindset at that point in terms of what they're trying to accomplish as they work people out of the bank here?
Well, if you have a loan, you do take out a loan for some equipment you're buying for your company. And all of a sudden, the next month or two, like the pandemic that we're in, is winding out, all of a sudden, your business stops and things slow down and you're losing money and you can't make the payments on the loan anymore. So it moves from the lender who cut the loan originally to the workout department. The workout department basically is trying to recover as much of that loan as possible before taking any real legal action of driving you out of business. That's not what they want to do. And they'll go to great lengths to try to keep you alive in the business and restructuring the loan and blah, 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 doing all those kinds of things. But eventually they'll try things and it's not working. So they'll either have to take legal action or they could sell it to somebody. And that means that you'd get a pretty deep discount because they're ready to just kind of turn this over to somebody and end the relationship. And you can usually buy it at a reasonable offer or in a reasonable way that the bank gets something where they're looking at big fees and getting nothing and alienating somebody. Or you can basically sell it to somebody who's willing to take it over.
So and part of that opportunity that you mentioned, Jack, is that as the bank, let's say the bank loaned them $100. Well, by the time it gets to the workout group, if they can get $50 back in the hundred, or sometimes even less than that, they can get back $30 in the $100, right? They're trying to get back as much of the $100 as they can, but they've already kind of, I guess, taken their medicine, so to speak, Jack, where they've recognized that.
Written it off.
Yeah, the chance of getting back $100 on $100 is unlikely. So how much can we get? And so the opportunity comes in terms of, hey, are you able to kind of take it over? And are you able to convince them that you're the one that can help get back as much of their money as they possibly can? It's certainly, to your point, Jack, it's more than they can get, whether it be, you know, seizing the asset and just selling it to somebody else, and certainly more than they could do themselves. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is have that suit and tie come in there as a banker and try to run your company. And the last thing that they want to do too, because they don't know how to do that. Right. But so,
right.
So the idea of the workout groups. And so again, the bad loans. So if you have banker friends, have a cup of coffee with them and ask them, you want to see their expression. So tell me what happens when there are bad loans in your bank and see what they say, because every banker you talk to is going to be a little bit different probably. But it'll be a good education for you. If you talk to five bankers, I guess you'll probably learn five different ways of what those groups are called in terms of how things are kind of handled. So looking for that is another key thing. So we talked about, again, responding to ads for like jobs, like you're giving the example for general manager, and then looking for the workout groups within banks. And what's the third kind of way that might be a little bit different, a little bit more off the beaten path here, Jack, in terms of ways to find companies to buy?
Yeah, there are a lot of ways, that's for sure. We talked about them, and I've personally experienced many of them. Another way, this goes against the grain of what most people think and do, or just wears them out if they try it. Run a personal ad. Going back to this general manager comment that I was making before,
right?
Get the least expensive, smallest ad you can get and just run it in the appropriate newspapers or put it online. And when I say appropriate newspapers, business related, most communities have in Cleveland, it's called Cranes, Detroit Cranes. I think New York.
Chicago, yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, it's a business publication. And because of that, there are a lot of ads for employment, for equipment, for companies. So run an ad in one or two of the more popular business publications. And the publications that go out usually monthly, quarterly, in different communities that talk about the community itself. A lot of people advertise, a lot of companies advertise, but there's also classified sections in there in which you can look for ads or place an ad. Something as simple as an investor looking for a small business, any kind, you know, something like that, and see what happens and run it for a couple months. You probably get calls from brokers. You don't know who you're going to get calls for. That's what's so nice and fun about this thing. You don't know what's going to happen. So you might hit it off with somebody when you call, and you're off track. You end up in a whole different situation that you weren't even looking for. That's what happens.
So that's a good way to help get people over their fear of talking to strangers, Jack, right? Because all of a sudden you're going to have phone calls coming in, or if you put an email out there, what's kind of going on. People may find reasons not to do that, Jack. I'm not going to put my cell phone number out there, Jack. People are calling. Well, you know what? Again, either you want to buy a company or you don't, right?
So well put. That's it. That's trying to give you, really what it comes down to.
Give you some different ways. And as I was mentioning before, you know, we have our January 7th, 2021 show that we did. We kind of went into some more detail about turning over rocks that are kind of what I call more standard ways of kind of going about doing it, Jack. We wanted to add this show to it because this is more, again, a little bit more of a kind of a tweak to it in terms of maybe some more unusual ways of maybe kind of looking for those and finding those opportunities. Because again, it can get kind of frustrating at times, right? Where all of a sudden, hey, the last thing I want to do, Jack, is go see another bar or restaurant, you know, or talk to another business broker, right? Okay, well, there are other ways to make these things kind of start to happen. And you know, just giving you a couple ideas today, and two of them are ads related, right? Either responding to ads or kind of placing your own ads. But again, coming back to one of the things we talk about a lot in terms of know, like, and trust is engaging your banker friends and see what you can do to find out what happens to those bad loans. Because again, every bank's got bad loans, even if they weren't bad to start with, they may be bad at some point during it. So what happens to those things? And how can you get a peek at some of those? Because you might be the answer that they're looking for. They just don't know. And again, it's hard for the bankers to think that way sometimes, Jack, because you know they often aren't as creative from that standpoint. But if you know, if you're the right kind of person, you could be the person that could be able to take it off their hands and get them back as much money as, or more than maybe they were expecting. And that's a win for everybody from that standpoint.
That's right. That's right. Those are a couple of ways. Yeah. You have to put in the time. If you want to buy a small business and you're working in a corporate job right now, for you to do that, you have to put in the time and you have to go to places where most people aren't going. That's how you find the opportunities. and you can't tell how that opportunity is going to be coming at you, you know?
And for folks who have been long-term listeners or folks who also know us off the air too, they've heard a lot of our stories about different opportunities that we've found, right? Whether it be the first company that you bought, Jack, or different things like that we've talked about over the years. And the opportunities take all different shapes, sizes, and you know, you just don't know. But you know, what we do know though is that the more opportunities you're seeing, the more likely it is you're going to find the ones that make sense for you. Versus if you aren't seeing anything, it becomes pretty tough, Jack. And having the attitude and continue to kind of push forward and be able to
attitude's everything. Yeah.
And so kind of pushing through some of that stuff, because again, this is not necessarily for the faint of heart, Jack, to kind of go through this, because it's not an easy process, but it is certainly a process that is very rewarding and fulfilling and will lead to you buying a company if you're committed to it. So, all right. That's what we wanted to cover. Thanks for sharing those couple of insights, Jack. I think those are very, very valuable for those folks, especially for folks who've been maybe on this process for a little bit. There's a couple of different ways to kind of tweak and try things a little differently. So we appreciate you all being here today and listening to this episode of Dirty Secrets of Small Business. If you missed any of our prior shows, you can get them all at our website, dirtysecretsofsmallbusiness.com, or our Facebook page by the same name. Better yet, if you have a smart device, and you listen to podcasts, you can do that. Go subscribe to it, whichever podcast player you use, whether it be iHeart, Spotify, Apple Podcast, and subscribe to it. We typically drop a new show every Thursday, so it'll be delivered right to your smart device for you. And if you have a review, we'd love for you to be able to leave that for us as well. If you have questions, comments, or things you want to kind of reach out to us and touch base, you can do that a couple ways. One is email. You can email us at radio@maximumvp.com. Or give us a call, 877-849-0670. Be sure to join us next week when we talk about one of our favorite things, Jack, which is cash. We're going to talk about some hidden, you know, how do you find some hidden cash in your business and kind of where to find it. So we'll share some stories about that in terms of places to look. And I think maybe we'll have Jack share one of his other stories too, where he found some cash in unusual places with the company that he bought. And there's probably some chances like that for you as well. But we'll be talking about that next week. So thanks again for listening to this week's show. We'll talk with you all next week.
Good enough, Adam.